This podcast is part of the SJ Network. Go to s-j-network.com for more great podcasts and for contact information on publicist Steve Joyner.
Ellie, did you have a favorite movie growing up?
Of course. I was a big fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Just like our guests today from the Kent Air podcast.
Did you ever dream of being a crime-fighting voiceover bot?
Not really. The only crime I know of are the jokes that the Sherpa writes. Cowabunga.
Attention, rebels of the Sherpalution. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And now Mr. Bruce will lead you into the Sherpa Chalet.
As a reminder, the restrooms are located near the yellow snow.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, he's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hello there, Rebels. It's once again time for Too Many Podcasts, because you're hearing the voice of me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. So where else would you be? You know, you're not listening to Joe Rogan or Gary Vee or the Stuff You Should Know guys, whom I've asked to be on the show, but they just have not answered. Josh and Chuck, I'm still listening, but I'm still waiting for a response, boys. Why don't we talk about who today's guests are?
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
They are co-hosts, not one, not two, but three, count them, three co-hosts for a podcast called Canned Air. And these guys have been doing it for a while. It's Jack, Jeremy, and Randy, the new guy. And I got the chance to speak with all three of them. And it's a podcast about nostalgia, really, but they talk a lot about movies and comics and video games. It's all sorts of fun stuff. You know, it's a show that really takes you back. And these guys do a really interesting job on it. I think you might like it if you're into that kind of stuff. And of course, this is my luck. Randy is actually the newest guy in the cast of Canned Air. And come to find out, sometime after we recorded this, he became the president of the SJ Network, which is the podcast network that I belong to. So I was nice to him, I guess. I was kind of busting on him, but he's a really cool guy and he's a good sport. You're going to like what he has to say and what Jack and Jeremy have to say as well. So let's have a listen to my conversation with the guys from Canned Air. Hello, Rebels. We are here in the nostalgia room with not one, not two, but three, count them, three guests. Randy Hardenbrook, Jeremy Kyle, and Jack Daugherty, otherwise known as the guys from the podcast Canned Air. And what is Canned Air, you may ask? And Canned Air is a podcast that is a tribute to comics and pop culture. And I'm glad to have all of you guys here. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So why don't we just kind of do a little, you know, take our turns here and we'll get to know you guys a little bit.
Who wants to go first?
Go for it, Jeremy.
All right. I am Jeremy Colley. I am the moderator. I guess I'm the creative end of Canned Air. I'm the one who does most of the show interviews, writing, and editing. But we've been doing this since 2013. And man, I don't know where to go with this. I feel like I should just describe the show, but I should be talking about myself here, right? Is that right?
Sure. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a Sagittarius. No.
Swipe right.
No, I again, we've been podcasting since 2013. I also like to play music quite a bit, but as any podcaster knows, that takes up a lot of time when I guess you're already working, already have other life obligations. So music kind of fell to the wayside when podcasting entered my life.
My name's Jack Daugherty, and I'm the oldest one of the three.
Jeremy and I are trying to earn our merit badge.
I do all the website work, take care of the website, running that, do a little bit of the video editing. I just show up every week and then sit there and stare at those guys, throw a joke here and there, I guess, sometimes.
Nice to have that purpose in life, right?
Yeah, yeah. Give Randy grief quite a bit, I think. Even though I feel I spread it on a little rough, I think sometimes I feel bad.
But it is in your job description, so you know, at least you're doing your what you're supposed to be doing.
So my name is Randy Hardenbrook. I'm the newest member of the troop. I joined about a year and a half ago at this point. I do a lot of the PR, guest scheduling, just kind of the back end odds and ends kind of stuff. Happy to be part of this and learn from Jack and Jeremy, who definitely have put up with a lot over the year. So, but
funny. Randy does a lot.
He learns from us. When, I guess we're still kind of learning too as we go. We just go and do.
Yeah, so, you just learn as you go.
Mm-hmm. So who's the guy who started the original idea for the podcast?
That would be Jeremy.
Yeah, that would be me. I was playing music quite a bit with my friends growing up. We all learned together. We were playing in bars, recording music. It was a lot of fun. And we still get together and tinker with it from time to time nowadays. But at the time, I was building a home studio. And by the time I had it all put together, people were, you know, getting married, having kids, life intervened. And there wasn't much time for everyone to get together and record like I had hoped. So I, about the same time, learned about podcasts and that anybody could have a radio show. You didn't have to appeal to a local radio station anymore. You could record one from home. So I thought, let's give this a shot. I was already working with Jack at the time, and he and I, I'd say we were already making a podcast on the daily just without any mics at work, because we just sit and talk about movies and comics and just – deep conversations, and it just kind of clicked. And one day I looked at him, I said, hey, do you you want to start a podcast? And I'll never forget, because his eyes got big. He's like, yeah.
What's a podcast?
It was funny, but that's when it was born.
How many episodes have you guys done so far?
Just finished editing 353.
Not to mention our Patreon podcast, and then we had a little side one that we had done a little bit last year or the last 2 years. That's kind of on hold at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good, 450 episodes altogether that we've done.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Between content that hasn't been released and those other two shows. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the age range of you guys? Because I guess when you're bringing up nostalgia and stuff like that, there's got to be certain reference points that maybe work for all of you or maybe work for one of you. I mean, Jack said that he was the oldest of the three of you.
Right. I'd say we try to range, you know, it's mainly 80s and 90s nostalgia, I say, but not to say the last 20 years aren't exempt or even before that. You know, if there's something we don't know a lot about, but, you know, we think the listener might be into, we'll do a little bit of research on it. You know, we just want to include as many people as possible. Now, as far as listening age, we should maybe have a parental advisory sticker on the front of our cover art, just because we do use some spicy language here and there. It's funny though, you know, because I would gauge our listenership, you know, teenagers and up, but we had somebody reach out to us and said that their 9-year-old couldn't stop listening to the show. So, you know, part of me is like, oh man, I better clean up my act now. There's children listening. But at the same time, I'm like, well, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's not my job to raise them.
I guess if they have the skill to download a podcast app, then whatever they're in for, right?
Right.
The therapy bills weren't that expensive, so.
Kids play GTA, so, I mean,
yeah.
What can you do?
If they don't hear it from us, they're going to hear it somewhere else. So we might as well enlighten the child.
Best to deal with someone with good upbringing.
So between the three of you, do you each have like a strong point with what you like to discuss on your podcast? Like, does someone discuss comics more, someone do sci-fi or anything like that? Or you just really just kind of mix it up and kind of take on the topic altogether?
No, I mean, as far as like pop culture topics, yeah, we all have our things we lean toward. You know, Randy is a huge lover of video games, so any chance to talk about video games, he's going to get it in there, just the same way that right. If there's any reason for me to talk about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'm going to find a way to squeeze it in there. Or The Simpsons, this is true, but I think mm-hmm. the Turtles at this point trump The Simpsons. And Jack's kind of the same way with The Tick and the movie The Thing, for some reason. It's really left a scar on his soul, that movie. But
couple of horrible 80s movies, too, that are my shining glory that I love.
Does you all have a worst 80s movie or a worst 80s anything?
Oh, man, fashion.
Rick Astley, Rick Roll. I'm gonna give you up. There we go. There's a worst.
For I hated Jesus Jones right here, right now.
Oh, I love that song. I love that song so much.
It's not even so much the song, though. It honestly isn't. It's more the music video.
Yeah. Yep.
The music video just makes me want to take a spoon and dig my eyes out.
Oh, man.
Not even a knife, a spoon, because that would hurt way more.
I was going to say, at least you're limiting yourself to a spoon, so that's a good thing.
Hashtag Robin Hood reference.
Yeah. Exactly. It would hurt more.
I don't know if it's necessarily an 80s thing, but I've always despised Circus Peanuts, like the candy, the ooh. Orange. Yeah.
I don't know how people can eat that crap either. It's worse than, what, packing peanuts. I don't understand that, and quite candy corn at all too.
Or who the heck's eating packing peanuts?
You know exactly who it worked at one day, remember?
Oh yes. Oh, do we have time to tell a quick story?
Please do.
Okay, so Jack and I, where we used to work, I won't say the name of the place, but we ran a printing department and also had a UPS shipping area. Now, the packing peanuts that we were sent when somebody would bring in something to ship were, man, where to begin with this? They weren't your typical like S-shaped packing peanuts. They were they almost looked like what, Jack? Like Cheetos cheese puff, like the long ones, not.
Yep, yeah, just like the big cheese noodles.
Right, but they're white. They're white. I remember learning in school that these things were originally designed to be a cereal, but they tasted horrible. Nobody wanted to eat them, and they remanufactured their product as packing peanuts. So, essentially, you can take one of these things, put it on your tongue, and it'll start to dissolve. You can eat it, and it won't hurt you. Not that I would advise this. So, you know, when people would come in and ship stuff, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of typing to do and standing there in front of somebody can get awkward. So, you know, you just start talking and occasionally we would drop that fact on customers. Well, we had one customer that fact probably should not have been dropped on, because boy, what a naive girl she was. Before I could even finish the story, she had a handful of these things in her mouth. And it's like, yeah, they don't taste good. I was like, well, I didn't tell you to eat them, but you know.
Didn't let me get that far.
So it was that day on,
20 feet away.
Yeah. That day on, I decided I'm not telling that story to anyone anymore. You never know who's going to listen to it. I mean, again, it's a factual story, but I'm not about to have somebody foaming at the mouth or something because they decided to make these packing peanuts different. You know, I don't want to be responsible for that.
All of a sudden, you have a choking situation, and then the Heimlich is in order.
You have to explain. They decided to eat the packing peanuts for lunch and started choking on them.
Oh, my God. What if she had actually thought they tasted amazing and then started buying them and just eating them? We could have started, like, what was that show where people were, like, eating mattresses and glass?
Oh, or stuff like Taboo that? Or something like that?
Taboo. That's what it was.
Woman that eat planting dirt.
Oh, my
God. I've heard of that, yes.
Yeah.
That's actually, like, a psychological thing. What do they call that? Pica or pica or something like
that? Yeah.
Dirt and glass and things like that? Yeah, that's – I kind of equate that with, like, eating Necco wafers because that's just as nasty.
Dad always talked about how good those were, and I ate one, and I was just like, no, it's not that good. They're hard. They're too hard. I feel like you break one and shove one up in a gum on accident or something.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Necco wafers?
They were little disc things.
Yeah, kind of like the Easter Hearts candy type, but it's just real flat, and they're very hard. You could probably do like a bottle cap snap and sail them across the room pretty good, too, if you're good at it.
Do they still sell these things?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I haven't seen them around for a while. Man. But who's been to a store lately anyway? With the COVID?
Something else that eluded me, stayed under my radar for years. But it sounds like it's probably a good thing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like we've got a challenge in the works here for Jeremy to eat something next time he loses a game show.
Bring it on. You know, you're dogging on circus peanuts. I like circus peanuts. And I also like the little Valentine hearts. So both of you, I don't know what to tell you. If it was on our show, I'd probably use more colorful language. But
no, I'm not saying I don't like the hearts. It's the Necco Wavers part that I don't care for as much.
We can't get you like we got a Jack with the watermelon flavored candy, right?
Yeah.
No, those gummies were delicious, though, I have to say. I couldn't stop eating them. Of course, it was Haribo, so.
Well, Haribo knows what they're doing when they make
exactly, yeah.
Them those and Twizzlers, Black Forest.
Those Twizzler type ones, though, wax. Straight wax. Those things were, oh, God, I can't even think
what
about it.
What would you expect? It's Twizzlers, man. It's like licorice. It's, nah.
Well, they're like dollar store Twizzlers too, wasn't it? I don't even know what the brand name was.
Oh, there's like a reason it's on the dollar store shelf because it's about to hit expiration, or there's something wrong with it. It's got mealworm living in it.
I think they've done hit that expiration date for these ones.
So I know you guys have had a lot of different guests on your shows too. I know you've had comic book people and some entertainment folks. Do you guys have any special favorite episodes?
Our first celeb guest that we got, Doug Jones, mainly, I mean, not just because it was, I mean, Doug Jones, but Jeremy and I actually got to crash a free comic book day at our favorite comic book and take him away from there.
Comic book store.
Yeah, comic book store. On free comic book day, he was their special guest, and we got to take him away and took him out to dinner and had an interview with him and sat and talked for a couple hours.
Yeah, that was our first one, and the interview looking back is horrible, but man, yeah, is. That was so much fun. And like Jack said, you know, we crashed an autograph event he was doing at the comic book store here in town. And I guess that was the first time we actually felt like rock stars, because as soon as we walked in, he saw us. He's like, oh, everybody, I gotta go, and walked out the door. So like, oh, but hopped in the car and we took off. It was pretty cool. The only thing that made it cooler would be have an actual nice car. I was driving a crappy Honda at the time.
Did you say you were saving your expenses for a more lavish ceremony?
That's what it was.
Sorry, Doug, the limo's in the shop. We have to drive this one.
This is a loner.
Yeah. The Rolls was making a squeaking noise, so we didn't want to.
Right. Randy, why don't you go next?
So I was always a huge Power Rangers fan growing up, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And literally, I think it was my second or third episode with these guys. They're like, oh, hey, by the way, we're having Zordon, David J. Fielding on. And yeah, that was I was a little unnerving because I'm like, okay, I can't go fangirl.
That was a cool episode too, because that was, what, the fifth, sixth time he had already been on the show, like several mm-hmm. times before that. And it just kind of became a habit. Anytime a big Marvel movie came out, we'd have him on to talk about it, review it, because he's just as big. He's a huge, huge fan of the MCU and Marvel Comics, periods. Man, that was a good episode. Not only, because, it was the first time Randy got to speak with him, but he was very, very passionate about his conversation in that episode.
Oh, I didn't get to be there. That was when you guys were talking about, Endgame?
Correct. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He was really passionate about that one. It was crazy. Yeah. I remember listening to that one.
There were tears on the mic after that one.
There was, seriously. Even just listening to him, I was in the car driving, listening, almost tearing up just hearing him talk about it. It's
like, man, this dude's like passionate. But I get it. As far as my favorite, I've got probably three or four I could sit here and bore you with, but I'm not going to. And I always say the same one. So I'm going to say, I mentioned earlier that I'm a huge Ninja Turtle fan. So I've had so many people who have lent hands into creating the Turtles. Jim Lawson, who drew the Turtles in the early 90s. What was that, Jack? Was that the Image era, or was that still Mirage? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I don't think it was Image.
Image. Okay. We've had Toro Masamune on, who portrayed the Shredder in the first Michael Bay film, and who else? Townsend Coleman, who was Michelangelo in the old cartoon.
Yeah.
But so all those were beyond, you know, I was beside myself. But then we got to have a co-creator Kevin Eastman on, not only once, but twice. And, you know, we're in good standings with them. So I'm sure next time he has a project to promote, he'll be back on again. But man, it was so cool to not only have him on the show and talk to him, but then he came to a con nearby and I went and talked with him for a little while and got some autographs. He drew a tattoo up for me, which I now have on my arm. It was just such a cool experience. You know, I remember when we were kids, you know, trading cards, that was a huge thing in the 80s, maybe into the 90s even too. But, you know, every show, every movie had a trading card. You know, the first Turtle movie, I had a ton of. And I remember you would get these bonus ones that were like behind the scenes. You'd see like Jim Henson with the Turtles or Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird. And I always loved those. And, you know, so this trading card I had with my hero on it as a kid, now I'm talking to, have talked to several times, and I have his work on my arm. It's pretty freaking incredible.
Do you guys have like a favorite collectible from any of those eras?
Well, I've got that 18-inch The Tick that I have that, I mean, I had it before we talked to Townsend Coleman, but I mean, now I can look at him and be like, yep, I talked to that guy, the guy that did his voice. That's one. Yeah, that's one of the big ones for me.
What did you think of the Tick remake on Amazon?
I can't remember the actor's name. His voice was really good. The suit, I didn't care for. It was too, I can see what they were trying to do, trying to make it look more bug-like. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's like part of the appeal is that he's just in a blue tights, basically. I couldn't really. I watched the first season. I got a couple of laughs. It wasn't as funny. It was a little more darker than I liked.
Yeah.
The second season, couldn't get into it at all.
Okay.
Really enjoyed the Patrick Warburton one, though. I've got that one on DVD.
He kind of fit that part, I think, a little bit better than I. They did definitely take a different approach for the Amazon thing. Yes, they definitely made it a lot darker.
Where Arthur, on the other hand, he was perfect for the Amazon version.
Yes.
And I love the way they did his suit. It looked a little more techy. It didn't look quite so rabbit-like. I don't know. He wasn't chubby. That was the only kind of setback. But I liked Arthur a lot better in the Amazon one.
I was just going to say, I've got a copy of the original Nintendo or the original Turtles game on the NES that's autographed by Kevin Eastman. That's probably my prized possession at the moment.
Where did you get that?
Yeah, you never said anything about that.
I showed you guys a picture of it. I got it last year.
I show you pictures of stuff all the time. It doesn't mean I got it.
That's the memory span of a gnat, Randy. You need constant reminders.
A buddy of mine found it and got it for me.
Oh, man, that is cool. Boy, one of my favorites. I'm a huge toy collector. I've just got toys out the rear end. And, you know, these are some I've acquired within the past 10 years, some in the past 20, and some I've had since I was a kid. But one of my favorites is something I recently acquired is a after the second Ninja Turtle movie came out, you know, the line of action figures that had already been out since the 80s, they started doing movie star turtles where they were kind of rubbery appendages and were supposed to look more like the movie. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was at a toy store up in Northern Ohio, Toy Hunters, and in the case they had one of these that was still on card, and it's one I had as a child, but the card that it was on looked funny because it not only said Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, which anyone who's a toy collector knows that in the UK, I believe it was only in the UK, maybe even other places than that, but Ninja was deemed too violent, so they changed it from Ninja to Hero Turtles, Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. But then also on the other side of the package, it's in French. So I bought it and we did some research on it and find out it was a test line. They picked a handful of the, because you guys, you know how many Ninja Turtle figures there were. There were tons, hundreds of different characters and, you know, characters in different outfits. They chose a handful from the line that was already leased and released and tried to market them in Europe and stuff. And this was one of those releases. So I'm super excited to have that because I think they're pretty darn rare.
I know you guys actually, you'll play games online with your listeners.
Yeah, that's a little thing we just started a couple of weeks ago. We have the means to do it. I used to stream a little bit last year and still have everything set up. It's almost like Jeremy with having all the podcast gear ready, the recording stuff. But I've acquired some over the past year and stuff. So we started doing that stream. And the game Jackbox is fun. It's a great party game. Easy to play with guests. So we decided to try that out. And it's working out pretty well, I think. It's definitely
it seems fun. Like a success, I would say.
Yeah, just God forbid you don't miss an easy question about Spider-Man or they don't let you live in town forever.
Yeah, we're to the point where you're the one that keeps bringing it up, Randy. Yeah. So, I mean, I have no problem chastising you over this every time you want to bring it up. Let it slip into the ether.
It's okay. I'm not a great Spider-Man trivia guy either, Randy, if that helps.
Well, you're not on a comics and pop culture podcast, so you get a point or a pass.
You have to get this. Well, you should know this by now.
Yeah.
I remember when that question went up, I was like, Randy, are you serious?
That's where I'm lucky. I can just basically do any show and not know anything and get away with it.
Right. I was watching it at home because I wasn't on it. And I just like to watch. And I saw that happen. And I just out loud, like, what?
Do you remember what the painful question was?
Oh, how could we forget?
I wish you would.
Jack, you want to go ahead and say?
Which was a fictional newspaper? It was something like that.
Fictional newspaper in the Spider-Man universe?
No, it showed the Times, the Daily Bugle, like four different newspaper names, and it says which one was an actual a fictional one.
Yeah. And before anyone says anything else, Jim, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say the Daily Bugle, but I don't think that's right.
You are correct. And you've added onto Randy's shame pile. Thank you.
Was it J. Jonah Jameson? Wasn't he the editor?
Oh. There you go.
Randy, I'll expect your letter of resignation on my desk Monday.
Sorry, hey, guys. Jim. I'm basically a one-trick pony. That's about all I know.
Hey, Jim, you don't have any openings down there, do you?
See, does the Sherpa need an assistant? Well, you guys have got pretty good media going anyway, so. If you want to send your resume to my lawyer, Dirty Louie, then you can do that.
A lawyer with the name Dirty Louie. How can you go wrong?
Yep.
That's right. Well, you'd have to ask Dirty Louie that. What's in the future for your show? What do you think you guys will be doing? You have any interesting things that are upcoming? Like for later in the year?
Yes. I mean, this 2020 was supposed to be the year that we really started promoting ourselves. We've always promoted ourselves, but just much smaller scale. And we were just going to dedicate all of our time and attention this year to doing so. And in doing that, we were going to be the featured, the hosts of TorgCon, which, Randy, do you want to interject here and give a little bit of detail on Torgs?
Yeah. So Torgs is a big comic toy and video game convention that I'm a part of here in Columbus, and Candair was going to come on as basically the DJs, official announcers, kind of the shot callers of the whole event. That was going to be in May and the end of May, and that kind of went south real quick.
Just because of the pandemic, though. Nothing right. to do with the organization of the con or anything.
Or the Spider-Man trivia or anything like that.
Right.
Correct.
That predated that snafu.
Right. So getting out and meeting people has become rather difficult with the pandemic. But, you know, we have this wonderful thing called the internet, which we happen to be on right now, that allows us to talk to people and still get out into the world, you know, social media, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess as far as goals go, you know, that's our main goal, just exposure, exposure, exposure. But aside from that, just to keep the show growing and getting bigger, better content, guests. I don't know. You know, if you would ask, if you would ask us what we expect in the future 3 years ago, we would never expected to be where we are, now. And it's like we said at the very top. It's just constantly learning. You just strap yourself in for this ride and see where it takes you. It's almost damning to have too strong of expectations.
I would be fascinated if you guys got to the point where you did like call-in shows, Because I'm sure between the wealth of knowledge between the three of you, you could probably have some really great conversations with the listeners.
Let's be real, the two of them.
Well, as long as we're not talking about Spider-Man, I think we'll be good, Randy.
Randy, you want to handle that one?
Beep, 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 beep.
Or even like a Facebook Live thing or something like that, you could kind of test the waters with it.
I mean, maybe we'll do some live shows eventually in the future. I mean, I know Jack and Jeremy were kind of gearing up to do that. But, you know, with me coming on board, you kind of have to learn a new dynamic and kind of get comfortable with, you know, each other and learn to play off each other. And I think we're kind of getting to that point, I'd say. Right, guys?
Yeah, it's grown tremendously. It's been what, Randy, about a year and a half since you've joined the show. And, you know, we had done live shows before with our previous third seat host, but he ended up walking away. And like Randy said, you know, him coming on board, I don't believe it wise to just, you know, get another person on board and rush out and keep doing live shows, because I think the show is going to suffer. It's like being in a band. You have to find the chemistry. You have to find flow with everybody. And again, like Randy said, I think we're, progress is being made for sure. So I would like, you know, if the world opens back up here in the next year, to definitely get some live stuff scheduled.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. Yeah, you guys definitely have that accessibility to your listeners. That's what really impresses me about your show. And there are a lot of people that can relate to it, because sometimes people do too specific a podcast, and then, you know, you're not going to get that flood of phone calls or that flood of emails, you know, because, you know, you have teapots that were made in Bulgaria in 1835 that can only be served by a left-handed person.
Yeah. we've never came out. I mean, we've never been about, you know, hey, on the third deck of the Enterprise on the left-hand console, the third button on the right did blah, blah, blah. You know, it's, you know, we're just like, hey, do you guys remember that fart noise in that movie?
Yeah. And Randy said it perfect. He said three words there that sum it up perfect. Do you remember? It's just trying to jog people's mind, you know, just be as open and as encompassing as possible. That's why, you know, instead of me making one of our segments, you know, we do a segment called the Retro Roundtable, where we'll focus 30 to 40 minutes on a topic, but rather it be so specific, like you were saying, you know, like last week, we'll just look at Westerns, and it's just a very loose topic. You know, it can be any kind of Western, or help me with some other topics we've tried, guys.
Well, we've done like video games. We've done horror movies.
Horror films, our favorite hero layers, stuff like that.
Did we do like one-liners or something like that one time too?
Favorite one-liners from films, correct. Yeah, we did do that. But, you know, the best compliment to get is when somebody either shoots you a Facebook message or leaves a comment somewhere that says, holy crap, I forgot all about this. It's funny because you can see their excitement when they're writing it. Exclamation points, all in caps. It's like they're excited to remember. And I personally find those to be the best compliments. They make me feel the best.
And it's really awesome when we do that to one of the other two hosts. Like, there's been times where, you know, Jeremy will say something and Jack and I will be like, oh, seriously? No way. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It just happened in our last recording, actually. We were talking Westerns, like I said, and I brought up the movie Lightning Jack, which I haven't thought about in years. I forgot about. Right. And I saw Jack light up like a little boy on Christmas morning when I mentioned that film, because I could see he had forgotten about it and it come rushing back to him, too. And again, that's the, I guess, the main objective when we're trying to appeal to the listeners, just to bring back those memories. Just, it's good to stay in touch, I think, with your inner child, you know, those things that bring wonder to your eyes, like like the wonder Jack had in his eyes.
Especially in a certain age range, nostalgia has such a universal appeal.
And it's funny that there are there are so many people in the world who, you know, believe that this kind of thing is, they're too old for, or, you know, it's childish. It's childish stuff. And I hate that, because, you know, everything that we're reading, everything we ever talk about, you know, whoever's created it is coming from that child within them. You know what I mean? Except for in the 80s, when it was all businessmen making our cartoons, but somehow they still appealed to us, didn't they? Now, but I guess I forget the point. I'm I'm getting at. It's just being in touch with your inner child is very important. I think it's a great way to keep yourself happy and youthful, honestly.
I think with our age range, it helps a lot, too, because we have such a wide span between our ages. So there's a little bit from every, you know, the last, what are we? I'm 44. What are you, Randy?
32.
So that's like 15 years.
I'm bad. Is that math, right? I don't know.
Well, the math is a little bit off, but we won't.
But yeah, I mean, I grew up in the 80s and, you know, some of the 90s, and Jeremy was in the end. What, you were like, what, the end of the 80s, all through the 90s, and Randy was in the 2000s.
Hey, I was in the 90s too.
So I know there's a lot that people can pull from each one of us.
Sure.
And we all know a little bit of everything in between that area, too. So,
see, I'm older than all three of you, actually. So, but I know a lot of the stuff, the references that you were making, especially being a child of the 60s and the 70s. And I enjoyed the 80s, too, very much. The 90s get a little fuzzy for me, but that's a different story. Because this is a podcast about podcasts. What are some of the favorite podcasts that you guys like listening to when you're not busting each other's chops over Spider-Man trivia?
Me personally, I'm a fan of Criminal. I like the show Criminal a lot. And Tell 'Em Steve Dave, both shows I enjoy quite a bit. But it's funny because I have just those two shows, maybe a couple others, and I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I just record a lot of them.
I've got pretty much two. They're, both of them are from pretty close friends of ours. One is the Game Fix podcast. I'm a big gamer, and theirs is all based on video games. So I get to hear their banter back and forth, which cracks me up just because one is kind of a jerk and just wants to get the other one razzed. You guys know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one, he's kind of sensitive and whiner. But
are they paying you to do this?
No. They'd probably be mad if they heard me talking about it. But I enjoy listening to their show. And then there's another one called the Mortal Kombat Minute, where it's by one of the same guys from the Game Fix podcast. It's every episode is 1 minute of the movie back in the 90s, Mortal Kombat. And they dissect and talk about every minute. And it's kind of cool and interesting, because I was listening to, well, like six episodes. And that's only 6 minutes into the movie. And I happened to sit down and watch it one day. And everything they were talking about, I was really picking up on. I was like, this is crazy. And then I got in 10 minutes of the movie, and I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on now, because there's a lot of factoids and stuff. It's really a cool podcast that they've started.
That sounds tedious.
Yeah. I'm like, boy, you guys got like, what, at least 90 episodes to go? He's like, yep. We'll be doing this one for a while. I was like, man.
Have them do Schindler's List or Gone with the Wind, man. That's a career podcast right there.
Well, it's only maybe about 15, maybe 20 minute episodes. So they go by really quick, because there's only so much you can talk about in that whole minute of cinema that you're watching. So,
right.
So before I joined the show, I actually used to listen. I was an avid listener. So, but since that's cheating, I listened to the Kryptonaut podcast a lot. Outside of Candair, I part of my PR responsibilities that I take on is I collaborate with a lot of other podcasts. So I'll generally, you know, pick up some friends and listen to their shows and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm kind of all over the board.
All right. So we have this portion of the show, and we call it Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And
our fave.
This is where you can let everybody know where they can follow you or stalk you or send you loving emails or anything like that, if you want to share that information.
Jack, you want to start the roll?
All right. I was just going to say, if you want me to. All right. Go to www.podcast, or oh my gosh, podcast.com. Is that the name
Don't
of our
type
show?
That.
Daily Bugle says what?
www.candairpodcast.com, where you can check out show highlights, guest info, listen to the show, follow us on all our social media, become a patron, buy some merch, see some YouTube videos, and if you'd like to be a guest to promote any work that you do, send us an email on our contacts page.
And you can find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And like Jack said, we do have a Patreon page, patreon.com/CannedAirPod, though it's probably easier just to go to the website and click the link. And $5 a month gets you access to one of those other shows we were referencing earlier, the Canned Air Patreon Pod. We do it once a month, and there's like, how many guys? About 35 to 40 episodes on there already. So getting access to a catalog. And Randy, what'd I forget?
So we are syndicated on a radio station out of Cleveland, RedlineRadioLLC.com. So, we're the morning show 7 to 9. Every morning on there, we just replay our episodes. And then, of course, Jack and I do our little game show every Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on our Facebook page.
All right. So that's Jack, Jeremy, and Randy. They are the guys from the Canned Air podcast. Make sure you check them out and listen to some nostalgia. And I'm sure it'll bring back some really great memories for you guys, too. Thank you all so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us. It's been a blast.
Yeah, it is.
Hey there, Rebels. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. And thanks a lot for listening to my show. You know what I'm here to do? Help you with your holiday shopping. No, I'm not going to give you my credit card. I've got something better. It's called the Sherpa Shop. If you go to my website, sherpalution.com, on the About page, you will see a link that will take you to a shop that connects to over 100 websites, and you can buy all sorts of stuff online, and it'll definitely make your holiday shopping so much easier. That's not enough? Okay, how about this? Check out my other podcast, The Expert Factory. And there is an episode about using online shopping apps. They can save you money and maybe even make you a little money, believe it or not. So have a safe and happy holiday season. Viva the Sherpa Lution, everybody. Let's get back to the show.
Let's get back to the Sherpa.
Sorry about that.
No!
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
So if you like the Canned Air guys talking about nostalgia and nostalgic things, I've got a few more nostalgia podcasts for you to check out. There is Nostalgia Goggles, the Nostalgia Entertainment System, get it, NES, Purely Nostalgia, Knock Back, the Retro and Nostalgia Podcast, Real Awkward, that's R-E-E-L, the Nostalgia Podcast, Saved by the Pod, and one of my favorite titles, Your Inner Child is an Idiot, with two guys talking about movies that they liked way back when, and I guess maybe why they're not so great now. Anyway, my outer child is an idiot too, so... Thanks so much to Jack, Jeremy, and Randy of Canned Air. Make sure you check out their podcast and their website. And especially if you're feeling nostalgic, those guys know how to take you back. And you can catch this show on any of your favorite podcast apps or on my website, sherpalution.com. And there's a lot of stuff going on at sherpalution.com. You can hear all the episodes from the beginning if you want to do that to yourself. I don't know how many people actually want to do that, but that's okay. Just in case you're daring and you said, well, I'm going to listen to every episode of Too Many Podcasts. You can do it at sherpalution.com. You can also take a look at the About page and you'll see the listing of upcoming episodes for each month when the month starts. And you can see the Sherpa sheets that have all the information on the podcasts and podcasts that the podcasters like and their information if you want to get in touch with them or follow them on social media. There's a lot of stuff going on there. There's also a page right now of Spotify music. So even if you want to listen to Christmas music, because, you know, the holidays are just about upon us, Rebels, you can just do that for mindless fun. Just have some music on in the background. It works. Even if you don't want to listen to Christmas music, there's a large playlist there for classic rock and also love songs. Nothing but love songs. I'm giddy tonight, folks. So I guess I'm probably feeling nostalgic too. So Mr. Bruce, let's talk about our childhoods after you could please show everybody the door. Thank you, sir. See you guys next time, and viva la Sherpalution.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalition. Viva la Sherpalition. Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?